I'm just gonna start with what's happening.
Yo, yo, yo.
Fuck the yo, yo, yo. If Sarah's not here, bro.
Yo, 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 yo.
What's happening? Thoughts and players. This is Arthur Dominguez.
Karina.
And Emily.
Why don't y'all say your last names, bro?
I don't want all that information out there.
Identity theft is an issue.
It's in the description. If y'all want to know their last names, it's in the description.
People don't read.
No, don't look at that.
You're already snorting, bro. It just started.
I'm sorry. Should right. I have like kept it more toned down?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, keep it cool. No, just be you. Just be you. But Jared and Kyle are out this week. Hopefully, they'll be back next week. We shall see. But Emily, you're filling in nicely.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, these are her tryouts and she's doing pretty well.
Yeah, let us know in the reviews.
Let us know your favorite host and we're going to rank them.
This is actually Survivor.
Yeah, we're going to rank them all. I want to start out with me feeling like an idiot. I already told you this.
Oh.
So I've told y'all that I'm kind of like cutting back on my caffeine.
Okay.
So now I'm on like an every other day regimen.
Of like a cup of coffee? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Coffee. And so the reason was because I was getting a lot of headaches and sometimes I didn't want it every day and I felt like shit, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like every other day is perfect. My dumbass was still getting like sweet tea at like Chick-fil-A and like whenever I have fast food, I would order sweet tea,
mm-hmm.
like not even registering the fact that it had caffeine in it.
Mm. I do forget it has caffeine. Like, I don't drink it.
I forget
it,
that
but...
it's like a tea. I forget that it's black tea.
Yeah.
So that blew my fucking mind. So it turns out I've been consuming a lot more caffeine.
He's been like shaming everyone like, dude, you drink caffeine every day? Loser.
He's like, damn, that's crazy. You're an addict? That's crazy.
How do you feel now?
So now I'm cutting out sweet tea, all right? Because I don't need that shit.
Were you getting the headaches?
I wasn't actually.
So maybe
it has
wasn't
a smaller
that.
Amount though.
Yeah, it's not as concentrated.
Yeah, it has like 40 milligrams or something.
Also has like hella sugar.
So. Has a lot of sugar. But I would always get half sweet, half unsweet.
Okay.
So cut the sugar in half, all right?
All right. Wait, since you worked at a coffee place, mm-hmm. I don't know the difference between iced coffee and cold brew.
Okay. I can
Do you know the difference?
I've looked it up before because I was also confused about that. And I forgot what it was, though.
So iced coffee is essentially just like you brew a cup of coffee and like you let it cool down and put ice in it. Cold brew is made from a concentrate. So at the place I worked at, we legit like would let it brew or like steep or whatever for like 24 hours. And then we would drain it and then we'd have to like, we'd get the concentrate from that. And then we'd add water to it to kind of like dilute it.
So is one stronger?
Cold brew is probably stronger.
Oh. Stronger how, like taste or caffeine or like what are we talking
caffeine
here?
Concentration.
Okay.
So you can't have it since you're so much better than everyone else.
I have a limit, okay?
Dude, no, he had like two cups of coffee the other day and he was cracked out. Like,
dude, I get fucking wired.
I was terrified.
Really? Where are you getting it? What are you buying?
At coffee shops.
How good? It doesn't happen from Starbucks to me anymore. But Dunkin', fuck me up.
Dunkin' gets America
wait,
going.
Really?
Dunkin' keeps, like, America.
But you become tolerant of it.
Mm-hmm. You do.
So you have to, like, just not drink it for, like, at least 5 days. Give your body a little reset, and then boom.
Are you a professional?
Oh, yeah. I've tried everything. At one point, I was drinking it once a week.
I don't drink it every day either. So I'm like, what?
You don't?
I'll drink it maybe like every other day or maybe 2 days in between or it varies. Or I'll do like maybe 3 days in a row or
it's tricky because everyone's different. Like I'm very susceptible to it, I think. Some people could like just drink like 45 cups a week and they're fine.
Me. My dad can drink 4 cups like within like an hour.
Yeah.
And he'd fall asleep. And I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, that's scary, bro. I love caffeine.
That does sound like cardiac arrest to me.
Right? Yeah.
But what you realize is how amazing caffeine is. When you stop having it, you're like, damn, my days kind of suck.
So I know of this place you can go. there's like substance abuse treatment. I think you'd be a great
You're
candidate.
More of an addict than me, bro. What are you talking about? Try drinking some water.
What's the best thing we can drink?
Jeez.
At a coffee shop.
Well,
won't like fuck us up.
Cup of house coffee has like the least amount of calories.
That's all I get.
Yeah.
And it fucks you up.
Chai and matcha. No,
it doesn't fuck me up. It just gets me wired.
No, yeah. You got two and you're like, oh, I was feeling out. Fucking. Like,
I was hyper.
You're about to like run across I-10.
I wanted to do some laps. Like, on God.
No, he literally goes, so we're going to go run a marathon? I was like, I don't know who you think I am.
I didn't even say that. I said, let's go take a couple laps around the building.
Oh, okay. My bad. Same shit to me.
Same shit. But yeah, y'all need to experiment with different caffeine intake, especially if it ain't hitting anymore.
No, matcha's good.
Matcha
or tastes chai. Like, chai.
Does it have caffeine or no?
Yeah, but it's not like a, it's not insane. Mm-hmm. But like you can do like a dirty chai. So you can add an espresso shot to it if you want a little more caffeine. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have another interesting topic. I came across a TikTok. Do y'all know, okay, on Her Loss, Middle of the Ocean by Drake.
Mm-hmm.
He has a line that I would always hear as, I'm riding in here fresh off divorce. Or something like that. I never knew exactly what he said, but I never really thought twice about it, right? He actually says Emrata, like M. Brodakowski or whatever the hell.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all know this?
No.
I didn't know that either. But what he says is Emrata is here fresh off divorce, and I'm trying to look in her eyes, maybe express my remorse. If she want to rebound with me, I'm down to go get her some boards. I'm here for the moral support.
Oh, he shot a shot.
So he name dropped her.
Who is
and
that?
And like nobody.
Emrata?
What?
Emrata?
She's like.
Well, Emily,
actually,
right?
Why? Yeah, her name's Emily.
Emily Ratajkowski.
I don't know why she's famous.
Okay.
She's like a model.
Yeah, she was a model.
That's what it is. Well, I kind of makes sense.
So he name dropped her and like no, a lot of people.
Yeah,
didn't
but how many women has this man name dropped?
She rebounded with him, bro.
She didn't.
How do we know?
She's with some dude right now. Some comedian.
She was there fresh off divorce.
Nah, that was him saying, I want to look in your eyes and show you remorse or whatever, right?
That's him saying like he's down for a rebound.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they actually rebounded.
I don't know. He said she's here fresh off divorce.
He says some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Like is it in the beginning of that song where he says all that crazy stuff?
Yeah, I'm at the Missoni room at the Bibelos. We're like, what?
I've seen people react to it and they're like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Like, what the fuck is that?
No, half the stuff he says, I don't understand, but I'm like, yeah, you go.
It sounds cool. That's all I'm worried about.
So like I'm with it.
Yeah.
And then he says, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. We don't fucking know.
We don't. No, we don't. Hey, but we're still going to pay $100 to sit on the floor at his tour.
I will sing it like I know what the hell he's talking about.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? All right. Shout out to Young Fibonacci.
What a name.
He said, talk about Facebook versus Instagram versus Twitter and which is best. So we could just talk about social media.
They're
as a
all
whole.
Of the devil.
They all kind of suck these days.
Me too.
I don't love the gram anymore.
It's okay.
It has its moments. I like when people use it like authentically.
What do you define as authentically though?
Like a good photo dump here and there.
Yeah.
Like I like to take little glimpses, like where it's not so curated to the point where everything has to be so perfect.
Hmm.
I like that.
I think that's why I don't like to post anymore because I feel like
it's
so much work to just do one post when it should just be like,
yeah,
we should just post randomly.
When Instagram,
like, not the pressure.
Remember when Instagram first dropped?
Yeah.
People would just post like their fucking rug.
So,
would throw the slapped up X Pro filter on it.
No, the like, they would like make it all like blurry and stuff.
Yeah.
And like zoom in on it and frame on it.
Just called it. I remember I posted a picture of a fucking bus, like a school bus, because it said R30 on it, like the number. I was like, that's cool. Let me post that.
And then in the caption, you put fuck school.
Something like that.
Honestly, when I was in college, I was like, make Instagram casual again. Do you remember that? I used to say that.
No.
Oh, cool. Okay. So
I believe you though.
No, because I was like, I got to that point where I felt like I was trying so hard to like, I also went to A&M. Shout out to all the white people there. They really
shout out to the whites out there in College Station.
They really be curating that stuff. Well, white women's Instagram, nothing competes. But yeah, so I just like felt uncomfortable. So I just started like my rebuttal was to shitpost essentially.
Yeah.
And
I like the way you use the gram.
Thank you.
It's a good way to use it because you just kind of post random shit.
Yeah, like I posted my parents dabbing like when like.
Exactly. That's cool.
Because I thought it was funny.
Yeah. And your name, your username checks out too.
Spicy Mayo fan. Follow me. Hit me up
Spicy on Mayo
all
fan.
Socials.
All right. This isn't a plug.
Just hit me up. Oh.
That's going to cost you.
So Instagram has its moments. Mm-hmm. Twitter's just going through a fucking makeover right now.
Why is that?
Elon to take over.
Oh, okay.
He's making it better for sure.
You think?
He's making it better. It's slowly but surely. So Twitter's doing its thing. Twitter's always been my favorite.
Karina, what do you think? Let's not get the little sympathizer.
I don't know about that.
You don't think he's making it better? He's making it worse?
I don't think it will change. I think the engagement will be the exact same.
Probably. I agree with that.
I think he could improve it, but I don't think it will change. Like, who uses it, who doesn't?
I think it will change a lot faster than it would have if he never got involved. So if you think about it, it's been the same for years.
People leaving or people coming?
No, just like the product itself, like features and stuff like that.
I mean, you're the one that's paying for Twitter Blue, so.
I pay for Twitter Blue.
Yeah.
The thing is, I was paying for it before the checkmark thing, and then I just like got.
So you have a checkmark?
I got the checkmark.
But you're like, it's like,
I don't even know how it works.
But it's like being in a sorority. Like you're paying for friends. You're paying for
I'm not paying for friends because I still don't have friends on there. You don't really get shit for it.
You're paying.
Except you get to edit your tweets and like.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Make fold. Yeah, there's like a different features you get from it.
$8 a month?
But I want to see Twitter win, bro. I'm a Twitter fanboy and I always have been.
That's your like favorite social media.
Yeah, I love platform. Twitter. Yeah. So Twitter's
Facebook. I'm just
kidding. Let me ask about Facebook because I haven't been on there since like 2015. Are people still on there?
Like everyone over 50. But sometimes I'll get on and I'm like, oh, someone else is pregnant.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
Marketplace is fire though.
Another one down. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have a Facebook with zero friends just to use the marketplace.
That's kind of scary.
They probably don't trust you.
Yeah, I wouldn't sell to you.
I've made a couple sales.
Wait, you're selling?
I sold
what like are you selling?
A projector on there. Sold a projector.
How much?
100 bones.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
How quick did it sell?
But that's fun. You know what's funny? I was trying to buy one of these mics from some lady and she just ghosted me.
Like, probably because you have like, no friends on there.
This guy's sketchy. No information. But I had a profile picture.
Of what?
But like of me.
Of a dog.
Of me, but I guess like she has no way to verify it.
Mm. I wouldn't know. I'm locked out.
Really?
On my Facebook.
Really?
I don't know my password.
Oh, damn.
I know. So.
Yeah, so I feel like social media is in a sorry state right now.
I saw this tweet today. Some girl was like, she was like, I have a startup idea. It's where you a social media platform where you get to post pictures and they actually show up in chronological order.
Right. That's literally all we want. We basically just want shit to work how it originally worked.
Yeah. I got like pretty upset because like, okay, you know how Instagram will start like putting those like random ads or like suggestions? Like I always snooze them every 30 days. Mm. And right before I came in, I was like, oh, here we go. I have to snooze all of them.
Wait, what do you mean by that? How do I do that?
You didn't know you could do that?
No.
There's like, you click like the three dots in the corner. Wait, aren't you like don't you work in like social media?
I didn't know you could hide ads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but only from like that one sponsor or something?
No, it's like if they're suggesting like posts or accounts or like different ads, you can snooze them for 30 days and they won't pop up in your feed. It's like, get that shit out of here.
Oh, like people you follow.
No.
Oh.
No. And you're the dude that literally works in social media here. Like your entire job is to manage.
Bro, I hate Instagram. I'm going to be honest.
So what? You hate your job?
Yes.
Perfect.
We got that.
Story of our lives.
Like case notes. Bro. Noted.
Okay, but let's talk about the fucking good old Snapchat. Where does that rank these days? And also at our big, big age.
Big, big age.
Is it a red flag?
100%.
Do you still have it?
It's on my phone, but I don't use it.
red flag.
You have it too.
I don't have it.
You
I've
did.
Gotten it a couple of times because girls I would talk to would like make me get it.
They really? Made
that
you?
Should have been a
that's
red flag.
A red flag.
Yeah, I was like, what?
That should have been a red flag. They didn't like make me, but they requested that I do it.
I mean, you just said they made you.
Yeah.
They didn't make me, but like they wanted me to.
Okay.
You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So then I was like, fine, I'll do it.
That's sus.
Then I always ended up deleting it.
You sound real lonely.
Snapchat is a red flag at our age.
Yeah.
I have it, but I'll just look occasionally. Don't really get on it that much.
Yeah. People yeah. still post stories on there and shit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
No way.
When I'm like super bored or under the influence of something.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Happiness.
Oh. Thank you.
Life.
High on life. I don't know.
Under the influence of a good day.
Yes, I feel that
okay.
one.
Okay, continue.
Deep in my bones. I'll go through like people's stories on there and half the time it's people reposting stories from like 5 years ago. And in my head, I was like, were those mm-hmm. your glory days? Did you peak?
Have you noticed that Instagram started doing that? It shows you like memories.
Oh, of like your stories and
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool. I like that though.
What about notes on Instagram?
Notes? I haven't used much notes and I don't really look at people's.
What's that?
It's like the
notes,
the, basically the tweets that you that are above.
Yeah,
fleets. Oh yeah, yeah.
That are above
I
your messages.
Done one and I haven't. I don't read them.
Everyone was using it on the day it dropped, and then like
now when I see people post, I'm like loser.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think they're losers, but I just don't read them. You know, no offense.
No,
to
I don't read them yeah. either.
But yeah, that was. I mean, it's kind of cool. I just think it should be in a different location.
Where yeah. would you put it?
Homepage, baby.
At the top?
Boom. Stories. Boom.
So like you Notes. Have two rows of it.
Hell yeah.
Suggest it. You want a new job anyways.
Zuckerberg?
Call him up.
Just email him or what?
Just call
yeah.
him.
You have his number?
I might. Just kidding.
All right. So yeah, social media kind of sucks, bro. There's no good ones and I don't know like where it's going from here. I don't even know what I want at this point.
I want a mix of Instagram without the pressure with
TikTok is cool, bro. I love
with TikTok. TikTok's which
kind
it
of like
has.
TikTok's kind of authentic. That's mm-hmm. what I like about it. Why you give me that look?
You can just act super unhinged on there.
Yeah.
And you go viral.
Yeah.
I know.
And it's just endless entertainment. It's actually kind of dangerous, but
that's why they get those ads or those like little TikTok like hold on
yeah every time I get that I feel so bad about myself.
I don't I'm just like
I'm like whatever
yeah. I used to reply to one of them and I'd be like shut up. I would literally comment on it and be like shut up.
I literally did that the other day like the first she didn't even get a word in completely no. before I just swiped up.
Boom.
Yeah. And then, like, I had to, like, laugh at myself. I was like, I'm not doing anything right now with my life.
Well, okay. We knew that.
In this moment. In that moment. So, yeah, I would say TikTok's king right now in terms of enjoyment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's super easy to use.
Yeah.
Like.
And it might get banned just when we're starting to enjoy it the most.
Bro, they said that in 2022.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
But now they're really, like, putting forth legislation that would be looked at.
Mm.
I don't think anything will come from it, but it's still kind of crazy to think about.
We're in such, like, a consumeristic country, I doubt it.
I doubt it, too. Or yeah. even if they did, they would find a way to, like, spin up something similar, but, like, the American version.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wouldn't. I would boycott it.
Yeah, because it wouldn't be as good.
No.
That's going to be weird.
Protest.
Anyways, on to the next topic. Shout out to Mint Zook. What conspiracy theories do you believe in or kind of believe in? I know you have one.
I do. I don't even think it's a conspiracy theory at this point. I just think it's like
truth.
Yeah.
It's just fact.
MLK was 100% killed by our government.
You think?
Yeah. Like the administration in power at the time completely hated him. Like they saw him as a threat to national security, which talk about racism from an institutional standpoint. But yeah, so and the guy that like killed him has like openly said like, I did not do this. I was framed. And the family has like come out and said they believe him.
Damn.
So, and there's a file that like that's like sealed and it has a weird name, but
have you watched like documentaries and shit?
Yeah.
I know a lot.
I've listened to conspiracy theory.
That's my problem is I've never watched any of those documentaries or anything. Like I know there's a ton about like 9/11. Mm-hmm. That one's a big one.
You didn't go through like a 9/11 obsession phase?
I never did.
I did.
I still don't even know much about it.
And Columbine. I know that's weird, but I did.
Yeah, I watched some of those, but other things, I haven't really either. If it's on TikTok or something like, or Twitter, I'll read about it, but I never like dive in.
Yeah. The only one I second think, or like every time I hear it, I'm like, damn, that is kind of weird, is the moon shit.
Oh, yes.
Okay. People say like the footage might be fake, or they might have faked some of the footage. You know, I think we completely went to the moon for sure. But
do you think that was the video of it then?
It might have not been an actual video of it. Don't ask me why though.
Yeah, wasn't TV like black and white? Huh? Wasn't TV like black and white?
Was the video not black and white? This is my problem. I don't know shit about it.
The 60s, like, wasn't the TV black and white? Or am I tripping?
Bro.
I don't know.
I was not alive, yo. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think we went, but I don't, like, I'm not sure if that was the video of it.
The video might be tinkered with. But I think we went. It's also weird how we haven't been back, though.
That is, like, strange.
In a fucking half of a century, we haven't been back.
Has anyone been back?
Nobody's, I don't think anyone's been back.
That's like even weirder.
Or I think fucking what the Russians went after us, but that was like shortly after us.
Well, that's why they say the conspiracy is that like the US released that video to show like they were ahead of Russia. Mm-hmm. Like that's like why they did it. But I don't know. Low key, I could give a shit less if we went to the moon.
Bro, why would we not build like a moon base? You know what I'm saying? We might as well make use of it.
They got water up there.
They don't got shit up there.
Exactly. So but why the heck are you talking about?
We can take water up there.
We can?
We can.
Did we even get there? That's the question.
We don't know if we've ever even been there, bro. But we should build a moon base. Like a moon village. Would you live there? I would.
On the moon? Moon village. Yeah. What do you call it?
The moon?
That's lame. You need to come up with
something. No, if you live there, you're called a mooner.
Ooh, yeah.
You like that? I do too.
I kind of like that.
I kind of like that too.
You know, I know someone that got banned from the Palladium because they mooned the movie thing.
They just went to the front?
They literally were like, yeah, they were like leaving and they just fucking mooned it. Oh, I didn't want to say that bad word on this.
Oh, you can't say bad words?
I'm limiting myself to shit. So.
Yeah, we don't bleep shit on here. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Arthur got sorry, lazy.
Mom. I get lazy.
Like, sorry, mom.
Do you want me to bleep it?
No.
Okay, cool.
Melissa will just beat your ass the next time she sees
you. You're the one who said it.
Sorry, mom.
Sorry, Melissa. So they just walked to the front of the theater and just like mooned.
Yeah, and then somebody chased them around.
Were you there?
No, just heard the story.
What's the craziest shit that ever happened to you at the movies? One time this lady yelled at us, bro, like fucking, like she could have murdered all of us.
Why?
Scary lady.
What were y'all doing?
She said, "Will you assholes shut the fuck up?" Like that.
Right, Felisa.
Who were you with?
Yeah.
My sister and my cousin. Oh. And then there was some like, I was pretty young. I was probably like maybe 12 or 13.
What movie was it?
Benjamin Button. Jeez. Boring ass movie. No wonder we were acting up, bro.
Yeah, for real.
I was fucking bored in that movie. But... And then there was also these older guys that were kind of fucking with us, like messing with us and like coming up to us and like talking to us and stuff. And so a lot was going on. So she had the right to get mad. She was just there trying to watch a film, you know, with her family. Mm-hmm. But she yelled at us.
And it was scary.
Fucking scary. We were silent after that. Yeah.
Just.
Yeah, we were fucking silent.
Holding your breath.
Y'all don't have any movie stories? Like,
I mean, I think one time I was, me and Ron, we went to go see Hereditary.
Oh
yeah. And we went to, this was a mistake. We went to the Dollar Theater to go see it.
Okay.
And it was just us and another couple way in the back. And okay. It was like terrifying.
Why am I scared?
It was scary. And we weren't expecting it to be like that. And then at one point I had to go pee. And then so I go pee and there's someone like literally following me up until I get to the door. And I was like already scared from the movie. And then someone's following me. And I was like,
I've been a demon.
It was the demon.
Wait, so what happened? They just like.
Yeah, I just went into the theater and then they were gone. And then I had to finish the scary movie with the other scary couple in the corner.
Damn.
Why was the couple scary? They were just like quiet.
Yeah.
They might have
like,
not
been
human.
They were all concentrated on the movie.
Yeah.
That movie is like.
They might have not been human.
Maybe they were another spirit.
Yeah.
Like entities.
Y'all were the only humans in that theater that night.
Don't tell me that. Me and Ron still like think about it and we're like, oh my God.
That's
like,
creepy.
That's
bro.
Traumatic.
I don't watch horror movies anymore. I don't want to do it.
Weird.
What? Hater?
Hater recipes.
But yeah, no, do y'all have any crazy like stranger stories like similar to that?
I almost got kidnapped.
You want to talk about that?
You want to talk about, we're going to go through my trauma.
Not if it's like too traumatic.
This is actually a life. No, I mean, whatever.
All right. What happened?
Well,
all right. What
fine,
happened?
You convinced me.
I'll spill the beans. No, I was like 6 years old. No, I was probably a little younger. It was like at North Star Mall. And my parents were buying a phone from T-Mobile, mm-hmm. like the little kiosk. And I was like messing with the phone, like just playing with it. And this like dude just like, my parents are on the other side. And this guy like comes up next to me. Like this man is like a grown ass adult. And he like tries to grab the phone that I'm literally playing with. And I just look up at him and gave me some sinister ass look. Like I was like, ooh. Oh, I don't like that. I ran around, I started crying, mm-hmm. and I told my dad what happened. And so my dad like picks me up and my dad sees the guy and he's literally like hiding, like just watching me and like just staring at me. And my parents were like, we have to walk past him. Like I'm like traumatically crying at this point. Like mm-hmm. I'm like screaming and we have to like walk past him to get to our truck mm-hmm. and like in the parking lot. And we walk past him and the guy's like following us.
Yeah. What?
Mm-hmm. That's scary.
And I remember we got to the truck and my dad like took us on an extra long way home, like just, you know, to like defer him if he was following us. And I remember like I was laying down in the back of the truck because I was so scared that the guy was going to find me and take me.
That is scary as That's a kid. Sad. Stranger yeah. danger and shit.
Yeah.
Dude, especially because yeah. the schools back then, like they would instill that in you, which is probably good. Mm-hmm. But I would trust no strangers back then.
No way.
Still don't.
Everyone was an enemy.
Everyone
was the ops. The ops. Didn't trust no ops back then. No, there was one time like a hobo I thought was going to kick my ass for sure.
What'd you do?
Like, apparently I was staring at him.
He's like, where were you?
In Austin with my sister. I was probably like 16. And
you just stopped chilling with your sisters.
Yeah, they're bad luck, bro.
Yeah, what's up with that?
But anyways, there was a hobo like across the street and he said he claimed I was staring at him. So he starts crossing the road and we're sitting at on a bench or whatever. And he's like, comes up behind us, starts fucking cussing me out. I don't remember what he said, but I was just like,
yeah.
He said he was going to like slap the fuck out of me or something. And I was like, oh my God. And then he just kept walking.
I can't like imagine you.
He just kept walking, bro. He could have slapped me in the back of the head and I probably wouldn't have done anything, bro. I would have been like, sorry, sir.
Sorry.
But yeah, he might have just been crazy because I wasn't. I mean, I probably did look at him.
Maybe
yeah.
he was like,
but
on
I wasn't
something.
Just like fucking following him his every move.
Maybe he was on something.
He was probably on crack.
Yeah.
I know exactly what he was on. And then one time I thought of two stories. There was another time some crazy ass lady followed us all the way home, like in her car because my dad cut her off.
Dude, road rage is like a different thing.
Bro, she was pulling up on us. Like we were on the highway. She would get in the lane next to us and just like she was just yelling at us. I don't know why I'm saying us. I was like fucking 8 years old.
You weren't in control of the car. You're just like chilling in the back.
I was just along for the ride.
Could have had an iPad.
I should have had an iPad, bro. Yeah, I think I had it on my iPod Nano, though.
Aww. Yeah. I love those.
Those were fire. But we drove back to the fucking Helotes police station.
That's probably smart.
And then she drove off. But she followed us for like 30 whole minutes.
That's crazy.
That's like a waste of gas.
It's a waste of everything. In this
economy.
Straight up, dude. So y'all don't have any stories?
I don't think so. Honestly, I just get scared when like men are around.
Men. Yeah, it's always men.
And now after I saw something like a couple years ago that at Lock and Tara in the bathrooms, like there were women, like at least the story I saw, like they were covering women with like that stuff. Uh-huh. That makes you like
chloroform. Is it chloroform?
Or yeah, something like that. And then they were like trying to like take them out in the bathroom. Like it was kind of like a scheme.
Those bathrooms
know?
Are kind of sketchy because it's like that. They're all hidden. Long ass hallway.
Yes.
I never even liked those. As a
kid. Yeah. So anytime I go to the bathroom there, it's super sketchy.
Yeah, I don't like.
So I get scared.
Yeah, just hold it if you're at La Quintero.
Just go to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, go to Chick-fil-A straight up.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A.
Get a little treat, a little sweet tea with some caffeine in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that y'all's favorite fast food place? Be honest.
No.
What is?
Yes.
McDonald's?
Well, no. I think I eat Chick-fil-A the most.
I think
out
so
of any
too.
Fast food.
But it gives me healthier vibes. For some reason, it might not even be true, but
it's just good.
It
always hits.
It's amazing.
So fast too. Like you get it immediately after you crave it.
Service on point, bro.
Mm-hmm. My pleasure.
It really is their pleasure.
Straight up. I actually have some regulars at work, and they own Chick-fil-A's.
Really?
And they always give me like the free meals, like little coupon things.
Mm-hmm.
That's fire.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty cool.
Whataburger fell all the way off, dude. I'm going to be honest. I still get their patty melts, though.
I know. I don't crave it that much anymore.
Mm-mm. I can only get like a patty melt like once every 6 months because it takes that long to digest it.
It really does. That's actually a good point, dude.
All right. This one's super random, bro. And it's also our last one. If all animals were the same size... Who would win in a fight? I don't know why that's so funny, bro. Like, picture like a chicken and a gorilla just going at it, but they're the same size. Gorilla wins.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because a chicken has nothing to fight with other than arms. Like their beak.
Mm-hmm.
It'd have to be something like...
My immediate thought is like something venomous. Because
really?
It'll like kill them.
That's Dang. True, actually.
You know what I mean?
So a snake or something?
Yeah, like a cobra. Like,
wait, do bugs count as animals or no?
Those are insects.
They are insects.
So they're not animals.
They're part of the animal kingdom?
They are.
All right, so let's maybe, just say that they do count, like a fucking spider.
Oh,
versus a gorilla?
Other animals?
Oh, a spider versus a gorilla, bro.
That would be so cute.
You know what this reminds me of?
How would that be cute?
Like they're like this big. Look at a gorilla like this big.
No,
it'd be so
it
cute.
Would be a gorilla-sized spider.
Spider, hell no. That reminds me of two things. Harry Potter and Spy Kids 2. I ain't doing any of those things.
Harry Potter single-handedly made me not like spiders.
Ron Weasley made me not like spiders. That is
no, but they were so scary.
Yeah, it's scary. But that reminds me of literally like that Spy Kids. Is it Spy Kids 2? Or is it
Yeah, 3? With the little animals.
Yeah, the little animals and the like game thing or like, mm-hmm. I don't know what it was. And those animals are, and they're like different types of animals morphed together.
Yeah, yeah. I hated that.
It was so weird.
Made me feel weird.
Yeah.
I really like those thumb guys though. Or what are they called?
Thumb thumbs.
Yeah.
Thumb thumbs. I love the gum because the gum and they'd oh, like yeah. chew it and then they'd stick it on it and it'd shock it and be like.
Yes.
Or when they would put the packet in the microwave.
And it'd be a McDonald's.
Yeah. Spy Kids was like, I wanted to be so one good. So bad. And they had their badges like with the different like levels, tiers. Dude. I was like, that's fucking badass.
And it was also like, I have to say this because I'm that person, but it was the only like representation of Hispanic culture like that we had at like a big TV. Like it was like movies, but it was like
you never
Hispanic
saw Selena,
kids.
Bro?
No, but like for kids, bro. I did see that, and it was freaking traumatic because I didn't know she freaking died the first time I saw it.
I hated Selena.
And I freaking cried for like 2 days, and my grandma was like, Mija, it's okay. I was like, she's dead.
Not okay. She got
she's
shot,
literally
bro.
Dead.
That is some tragic shit.
Yeah.
I don't remember a damn thing about that movie because I hated it as a kid.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know Selena's story.
Really?
I'm going to be honest.
Like, to this day?
The look of disgust in your face.
Dude, I'm pissed.
You go,
Yeah.
I really don't know shit about Selena. But shout out to her. She was a legend. She's legendary. I don't know much about her, though.
You don't deserve to.
Other than Jennifer Lopez played her, that's about all I know.
Shout out to J-Lo.
Yeah, that's another person name dropped by Drake.
J-Lo.
They had a thing, though, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been a little fling.
Now she's married. Right?
Let's talk about how Ben Affleck's overrated.
Ooh.
Overrated? He's okay.
He gives me, like, druggy vibes.
He gives me really shit dad. That's paying child support vibes.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah, like some of his pap, or what is it? Pap pictures? Paparazzi? Pap?
Sure.
Whatever that term is. He literally looks like he has been depressed his entire life.
He does. He always looks like shit.
Yeah, he gives me kind of like dark vibes.
Like,
yeah. He's just emo.
He might be emo.
Maybe it was because he didn't have J-Lo.
Yeah, now he's bright.
Now he's like, I'm back, baby.
He was a good Batman, though, because Batman has that aura about him.
I thought
those movies
people
were kind of
say that
ass,
he was
though.
Pretty bad.
He was a bad Batman, but he should have been good.
I never watched them. Same.
Did you watch The Dark Knight?
Is that the one with Joaquin?
Bro, are you serious?
Or Heath
That's
Ledger.
One of the
oh,
best movies
Heath
of all
Ledger?
Time.
That's Heath Ledger's
yes.
name. Frick.
I was always scared to watch that
You
one.
Never saw The Dark Knight?
You because either? Of what happened at the movie theater.
Oh, dude.
Was that for that movie?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
It was.
Was that the one in Colorado?
Yeah.
Not so scary.
I think I passed by that theater.
It was in Aurora.
Yeah, when I was there. Or something like that.
That's sad.
Yeah, that's true. No, but that actually is one of the best movies of all time.
Never seen it, so...
Yeah.
What truly is like your favorite movie? I had this conversation yesterday.
I'm going to be honest. Rush Hour 2 specifically is like my comfort movie.
Yeah.
One of the funniest movies in my opinion of all time.
Okay.
Chris Tucker was amazing.
But that's your favorite or your comfort?
Ooh.
I feel like those are different.
Favorite? I might have to give to Interstellar.
That's a good one.
Because that movie is like creative, like masterpiece. And the score, like Hans Zimmer really did that. I feel like the song, I can't remember the name of it now, but.
I watched that movie when I had COVID and I might have been like in a fever dream or something. But
that's a bad movie to watch.
I was like, whoa.
But like cinematically and the story is so good.
Yesterday I watched this little like thing on YouTube about why do we need subtitles for everything now. And the director who made that movie, I don't know who it is.
Oh, Christopher Nolan?
Yes, that he's gotten a lot of hate because you can't understand like a lot of what the people say in his movies.
Probably because the
music's
so loud.
But he does it on purpose. Yeah. He does it on purpose because something with like just the way the editing is, like he wants it to be like that.
Okay. Interesting.
Hmm.
I love subtitles. Are y'all subtitle people?
I can't hear without them.
Yes. I can't.
We know Karina is too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
Something about like I like to read along.
Me too. It's like reading like the book version of the movie.
Yeah.
I also like feel like I internalize what's actually going on better because I'm reading it.
You know what the worst part is? I'm watching like an anime right now. The subtitles aren't
subbed or dubbed.
I'm watching it dubbed, but I also have the subtitles on. And the subtitles don't even fucking match the dub. Like they don't even match the words, but I still have them on.
Why are you watching it dubbed?
Because dubbed, I like dubbed. As long
you
as
you can
it's
hear
not,
like two versions.
Yeah, I'm like reading two different stories. It's pretty cool. Like, I don't know. It's cool though.
I don't know why. I just always listen to it subbed.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to like, sometimes I'm multitasking though.
Like that I'll be makes doing, sense. I can understand.
I'll be doing like laundry or something, and then I just have it on.
But their voices but if, are so
if
different.
If it's in Japanese, I'm like, yo, I don't know what the I've just yeah. missed the whole episode. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Dubbed is fine.
What?
Don't be one of those gatekeepers.
What anime is it?
It's Naruto.
You're watching Naruto?
Yeah.
How is it?
Fire. Fucking way too long though.
Really?
Yeah.
But I have to. Have to watch it because it's a classic.
I started rewatching Hunter. So.
Hunter is the best anime, straight up.
It is so good. And
Green is like, I believe y'all.
It's actually good. I like did not like anime at all until this last year. And I freaking love Hunter x Hunter.
Is that the one where Lissa has shown some episode, but like there's something happens in the forest and then
yo, that's in every anime.
Yeah, I know. I was like,
something happens.
That could
in
be Naruto.
Forest.
That could be
something happens. Demon Slayer. And then he goes back. Oh, maybe it was that one.
Demon Slayer.
And he goes back to this house and everybody's dead.
That's Demon Slayer.
That's Demon Slayer.
That's Demon Slayer. Okay.
That one looked interesting.
His fucking family died, bro. That's not a spoiler.
Oh, sorry, spoiler.
Episode. Yeah, episode
that's
one.
Episode one. Like
they're dead from
the
start.
From
the
jump,
yo.
Gone.
Yeah,
it's like a Disney movie.
Yeah, straight up, dude. It's just depressing from the start.
They said, "Oh, you love your family? Screw that." Done.
So, what is y'all's favorite movie of all time?
The Goonies.
Okay.
Next.
Korea. Next. What am I just like wrong? Next.
My comfort movie is probably, I don't know why. Don't fucking ask.
Okay.
Say it. The Blind Side.
Yo, that movie hit, bro.
She cries to it once a year.
Yeah, I will literally watch it probably like once every 2 months. For like, I've been doing that since it came out, so.
I only saw it when it came out.
Yeah, I think I, no, I've seen it.
I haven't seen it again. Since then.
It's good. It just like always hits.
Sandra Bullock, man.
Yeah, she's so good.
She's a queen.
And then my favorite is Ready Player One.
Ready Player One is fire, bro.
It's amazing.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, it's like where you live in VR world and shit.
It's so really? Good. You have to watch it. It was directed by...
That's a good question. I don't remember.
What's it on?
They have it on...
I think you have to rent it, no?
You might, but... It was on HBO for a while. I don't know if it still is.
Okay. Wait,
you live in the Steven fucking metaverse, baby.
Yeah,
the
Steven metaverse. Spielberg, he directed it.
Oh, Spielberg. It
Spielberg amazing. Also directed The Goonies.
Our king.
Okay, but to correct myself, that's my comfort movie.
Yeah, there's a difference.
I do like that one, yeah. It's comfort.
Or movie. Is there really a difference, honestly? Well, that's like what you like to watch the most.
Well, technically, I'll just have it on sometimes. I won't even watch it. Just
La La like, Land is up there for me.
I was
bro.
Gonna say La La Land
because that movie's so magical.
It's so good.
Speaking of the dollar movie, that's where I saw that movie, and it was by accident.
You went to the wrong movie.
No, we pulled up for a different movie, and it was unavailable or some shit. So we're like, "Well, what's showing?"
And then your whole life changed.
And then we just started watching it, and I was so close to walking out in that opening scene where they're on the fucking highway singing like a musical. Because yeah. I was like, I cannot do this for a whole movie.
And then you saw
that just
Ryan.
Wasn't the vibe.
And
you
then
know
you saw
I mean?
Ryan.
And then I stuck it out, and like by the end of it, I was fucking mesmerized.
Such a good movie.
Wait, you didn't say the Gatsby.
Oh shit.
Gatsby.
Gatsby's top five for me.
Top five.
Top five, and it ain't five.
It's three.
I was gonna say it's four.
No, I like La La Land, but I think I'm gonna be real. Everywhere, everything, all at once.
Yes.
Or everything.
You said it wrong, but
everything, everywhere, all at once.
Yes.
That movie completely changed everything.
I feel like that's one of the honestly like most creative movies of all time.
I hope to God they sweep everything at the Oscars.
They deserve to.
100%.
Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
It was so fucking weird, but like in a good way.
Oh yeah, you feel every emotion watching that movie. Like
who's in it? Anyone like super?
The lady from Crazy Rich Asians, the mom.
Okay.
She's in it. She's also the mom in that movie, right?
Yes. And then the dad in that movie is actually
from
the Goonies.
He's the little Asian kid from the Goonies.
And he's the kid from Indiana Jones.
Yo, he had like a 50-year hiatus in his career.
Yep. That's him crazy. And Brendan Fraser.
Oh, yeah. Brendan Fraser.
That's crazy. What a time.
Anyways, if y'all don't have any other topics, we're going to wrap it up pretty soon. Closing statements.
What was the suggested topic earlier?
From you?
Yeah.
It just said your mom.
Just thought I'd add that.
So my problem was I fucking put our story up too late, which I always do. And like only Emily replied to it. And all she said was your mom.
Thanks
but
for
saying if that. You're listening, you need to look out for our stories so you can suggest topics.
Yeah, remind Arthur to post it.
And also, yeah, when should I post it? Like, what's a good time to post it?
Probably the day before.
Day before?
It's just hard because sometimes we do Monday, Tuesday.
We always do different fucking Wednesday. Days.
I know.
I just get a text and I'm here.
Maybe Sunday.
What'd you
Sunday,
say?
Maybe?
Yeah, maybe just... Yeah.
Okay.
I wish we could have a story up that just stayed up for like 5 days. So people could just like fucking boom.
Just keep going.
Yeah, because it's just, it could just always be there. Mm-hmm. We need a better method probably.
Why don't you just do a post and people could comment on it?
Nah, that's whack.
Okay, word.
That's a good suggestion though.
Oh, it is? Wow, I wouldn't have been able to tell at all.
Anyways, if you're listening, go give us a fucking 5-star rating. God damn it, I meant to say that at the beginning.
Did anyone give you that or?
Like one or two people.
I think one of them was me.
And me.
And one of them was Emily.
Because I went back and I was like, I've already liked it, but maybe you could do it again. And you can. So I did it again.
I need to be saying that right away at the beginning and I always forget.
It's because you don't care.
I need to put it in fucking bold. I already have it bold, but I need to make it bolder.
Loser.
Anyways. We gotta do the outro. Can y'all do it or what?
Yo. No, wait, that's me.
It's been real.
It's been fun.
It's been real.
Fun.
Thoughts.
Players.
Bye.
We out.